Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today, we really are, we're holding on the Mishnah on Memhei Amid Beis. Today's official daf is Memvav. Hopefully we'll get well into it. The Memvav starts the Inyanim of Zvach of Menachas again, the Dinim of Shtei Alechem. But before we begin, I just wanted to recapitulate because we ran up against the clock yesterday. There was a number of things that we have. When we have, I wanted to get something off my chest right away. Again, we had the Machlokes, the Rebbe and the Rabbanan. When you bring a Minchas Nesachim, Minchas Nesachim is when we get, usually, when you bring a carbon, say usually, because not every carbon has it, for example, a chatas. But let's say the person brings the mincha, he brings the mincha followed by yayin. And that is the chasam and his kaim ki bedubar. And the par has its, the oil has its about shemen and wine. It's a chatzi hin, a quarter of a hin, a third of a hin, and a quarter of a hin, depending on whether you're talking about a par, an ayel, or a keves. Right? If you bring a par, it's a chatzi hin. A hin is 12, so it'll be 6 lugin of oil and 6 lugin of wine. together with the silas of 3 esraidim. Even though regular mincha, of course, only has 1 isarim. But there, the par will have 3 esraidim. And the ayals, minchas nesachim, will be a third of a hin, which is 3 lugin of oil, 3 lugin of wine, and the amount of silas, of flour that you have, of course, will also be, it's going to be, going to be 2 esraidim, and for the kevis it's going to be 1 esarin, and it's going to be a lug of shemen and at 3 lugim of shemen at 3 lugim of wine. Or we have another way of bringing the minchas nesachim, and that is besnadavad other minchas nesachim b'chol yayim. And like we mentioned about Lakis Rashi and the Rambam, where that needs wine also. The Minchas Nesachim that he gives me the Dava, does that also need wine besides the Mincha or not? Rashi says later on, the Kuf Dalit of Beis, that it needs wine. The Rambam holds it does not need wine. These are the basic rules that we have. All right, now we have, when do you bring it, or what's the sequence? Rabbi and the Rabbanan, do you bring the wine before the mincha, you bring the mincha before the wine, and that's the machlokes that we have. Then we have the dinim of the parim, the eilim, the very, very difficult mishnah. It seems very disjointed that we have the way the Maskana really comes out also. Whether or not when we talk about the Parsha of the Musafim in tandem with the Parsha that we have in Parsha Zemar by the Yontif of Shavuos. Because in the Yontif of Shavuos by the Chayim HaSayayim, we have 1 par, 2 eilim, 7 kvasim, all eilis, and 1 sayer lachatos. On the other hand, when we have Parshas Pinchas, we have 2 eilim, 1 ayil, again 7 kvasim for eilis, and another sayer lachatos. And that's what the Gemara says, the eilim are not ma'ak of each other. Which eilim? The Gemara had problems with which eilim. The Maskana is the ayil, or the eilim, that we have in Parshas Emar, are not ma'ak of the Musaf, and the Musaf ayil, it's not ma'akit, the 1 Musaf ayel, it's not ma'akit the 2 elim of Parsha Semar. What about the 2 elim in Parsha Semar? They're ma'akit of each other. What about the Purim? What about the Purim?
Only
of Parshas Pinchas, they are not ma'akad each other. The only ones that are ma'akad each other, there's only one par in the Emor, but the other ones that are ma'akad each other are the Elim are ma'akad each other that we have in Parshas Emor. What?
Not by something.
So wait. Another thing, very good. I wanted to bring out one of the things that I didn't have time yesterday either. But the Gemara says, "Hani parim ukvasim dehecha." Right away, the Gemara started off the parim, the kvasim. Which ones are we talking about? Ilema dechag. What are you saying? The parim are not ma'akiv. It says haparim v'ha'elim v'kvasim ena ma'akvin says. What do you mean? The ones of sukkis. Hani parim ukvasim dehecha ilema dechag b'mishpat b'mishpatam tzibay. It says kibishpatam, and that means that they're all ma'ak of each other. Kibakal kibishpatam mashba ikuva. El on the Rosh Chodesh. That's Eretz. Now, Chayra, this is going to be Talui. I don't know if it's going to be Talui. I think it should be Talui. The Gemara in Zvachim or Dav Tzadik. Remember, whenever you bring a chatas and an ayla, the rule is the chatas comes first. Except for the Avodah Zarah, Parhol Davar Shel Tzibur, the Gemara there says it, and the Yontif of Sukkis, the Musafim. Because it says Kemishpat, that was the Gemara Daf Tzadik that we have in Sukkis by the Musaf. Because over there, remember, the Pasuk says the oil before the chatas. So we always are about, we always juxtapose it. It's not, by Sukkot it says Kabishpatam, it's different. So the Chazanish has it for a Suffolk, and we have a Svasemes, we have F, Gansa Machloikesin, whether or not, Rashash, everybody has what the in dealing with this. What about all the other Yavim Taivim, because it says, remember, in Shmuel, the Hekesha and the Rabbi Yaina. The Hekesha and the Rabbi Yaina, that all of my Yadim are the same. Reb Kivager, in Zvachim. Reb Kivager held that all the other time are the same. Chazanish has a suffix. We had a bit of it. I got to a discussion to have it, by Sefer also. Lagabe this day. Lachaira, what's the Gemara saying over here? Lachaira, if you say, because it says a limud of Kamishpatam, what's the Gemara saying? You can't tell me, Avada by Sukkis, it's Ma'akib, because it says Kamishpatam. Einachanami, so it means Reish Chaydash. What does it mean, Reish Chaydash? Reish, the other Mayadim. What happened to the Ekesh, Ekesh, and the Rabbi Yaina? The Mashmelis over here is what? That it's only, it's a unique thing, Lekabe, the Musaf of Sukkis, and they don't have to be the same dinim as the other Yabim Taifim. It's an exception to the Rabbi Yaina, to the Hekesha and the Rabbi Yaina. I think Ladi is Daiti. We have to stel to this Gemara and dealing with what that, with the cases that we have over there, that they said that the Shadu that we have over there in my first Chalik.
What about
Shadu? Wait. In first Chalik, they have that's the first piece. So I think from this Gemara, we have a right. Wait. A number of things I want to say. I don't have time to go and to get to a segue with everybody has what to say about it. When we talk about the Minchas Nesachim that we have, yesterday we said it for based on the Shita Mekubetzis in the Ashmatis and Tzvachim and Tavches and Aleph. And an uptaich in the Gemara in Tumura, which also is not only the Shita, but the Eilu Shleimer says it himself. The Eilu Shleimer is one of the foremost Svarim that we have on Tzvachim and Menachem and all of Kutch. The Eilu Shleimer, Meseches Tumura, says the same thing, an amazing thing that he is mechaved to it. And that is, there are three types of a Minchas Nesachim, not two, like we said yesterday. One is the one that you bring in your magdish together with the carbon itself. The other one is, you are, again, let's say you brought it babish together, You were magdish it, and you were magdish it together with the carbon. How did it become Kaddish? I see, remember that yesterday Shmuel David's giving me a hard time about that. But I said, Rashi says it in Tumura. There is a Chiddush how Rashi says it. Much more than what I said yesterday. Rashi is Mashma, and you have to understand how it works. But Rashi tells us in Tumura, or Daf Yadalit, when he talks about the Minchas Nesachim, that's Boim Im HaZebach. Rashi tells us that the Shechita is Mekadosh. I said it was brought together with it. It had to be around at that time of that. Rashi says even sharper than that. Rashi says Alasha in two places. Here it says, Amar Abdimi, Im HaZebach. If the Minchas Nesachim is brought in Im HaZebach, listen to me, Im HaZebach. Shemeviim Im HaZebach, the Kichon Shchitas HaZebach.
That's
Zivi? The Shchitas, what, you have a Gemara there in front of you?
Zivi?
No. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. She Im HaZebach, no. Im HaZebach, Shemeviim, with the Zebach, and your Mekad, the Shchita of the Zebach is Mekadishit. And when that happens, it's brought behind. Now, you can have a case, and this is where the Chiddush lies. You can have a case where it's brought Im HaZebach, but not that the Shechita is Mekadoshim. You want to bring it, let's say you Shechted the Zebach, and then you brought the Mechas L'Sachem. You weren't interested. No, the same day.
But
you weren't Mekadosh. You brought it after the Shechita. That din will be, you would be able to bring it by Lila. That din, you'd be able to bring it by Lila. That's case number two. Now we have another case of Mechas HaSachem. Let's say you brought it 10 days later. You brought it 10 days later over there. So this is where the Chiddush lies, because the Pashtus is, that case is the same as the case number two. And therefore, what would happen? You'd be able to bring it by Lila. That's where the Chiddush of that we have here is. That you cannot bring by Lila. You would have to bring it beyond, because the whole thing has a din of a carbon unto itself, the din of Tzavayt Mitzavaysai. That you cannot bring a carbon by Lila will apply by that case where you bring an independent Matana or of Minchas Nesachim. You will not be able to bring that by Lila. It's a Mincha that's not brought Im HaZebach. It's true it's not brought Im HaZebach, but it's independent. There are two types of a Minchas Nesachim that comes Im HaZebach. There's the one that's this Kaddish with the Zebach. You can only do that behind. The other one that's not this Kaddish with the Zebach, you can do it Balayla because it has a din like Akhtaris Eimurim. It becomes a Tufel together, with the carbon, and you can do it Balayla like you normally do Akhtaris Eimurim. And then there's an independent one that you do it a different time. It's not brought in by Zebach at all. That's the Chiddush that we see over here, that we have there. That's the case that I wanted to bring out over here. That's Chahar number two. Another thing is, remember, the Gemara told us, Gvaldik is Zah, Ahavamina, why you need the Pasuk in Yechezkel? First of all, before I get to that, we have the din of Yechezkel, when it comes, I think somebody was admiring yesterday, I forgot who it was. I think it was you, David, you were us. What the Pasuk tells us, the dinim that Yechezkel comes to tell us about when they're Mechadosh the bias. I'm leaving it hanging. Bias what? Rashi says the bias sheni.
Yeah.
And the Rambam learns to talk about the bias shlishi. And that's already going to be telling you the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Rabban, whether the mitzvahs of the miluim, that we have in Haitik and Parshas Tzav, whether it's a mitzvah of Dairus, Parshas Tzav, I mean. We have in Tetzav, the Miluim, whether that applied, that it was a mitzvah of the Dairus, by the Bayesheni. Riskarablar's man is telling you, Kitchen Lushavishaina. Kitchen Lushaita, the Kitchen Lassanava, it's Kitchen Lassanava, what they have to go make the new Miluim for, this time is. Maybe it's a leave if you hold, eight, it's not Kitchen Lassanava. But we could talk about that. But the Rambam learns that the whole Gemara over here by Yecheskel is talking about the Bayeshlishi. Rashi holds that it's talking about the Bayesheni. And it's only the Rambam and the Rambam to say for our mitzvahs, whether or not they be luim, is a mitzvah l'dairis, whether the mitzvah is not l'dairis. Then we say that the din of tfei, the Pasek says in Yechezkel, a chiddush, that the kaihanim are mitzvah in the lava of Nevela and Trefa. All right, so the Gemara says, why, they're not chai, what do you, why we could have a havamin? So the Gemara, because of Malika. Because Malika, you see, that, there, it's an exception to the whole din. And now it's something we can talk about. If they would not be mechoyev, how would they be able to shecht the carpet? The chai, they're not a bar zvicha. Could a guy do it? A guy is not a bar zvicha. Let's say a kayin is not mitzuvah in the lava of the Vela Trefa. Well, how do we, he's not a bar zvicha? How would he be able to shecht the carbon? How would he even be able to shecht the chulin? No. Regular case. In a regular case, it's not mitzuvah or the lava of the Vela. I mean, it's not mitzuvah, the lava of the Vela. So how would he be able to be how would he ever be able to shecht even shechita chulin? Why is a guy disqualified from being a shaita? He's not a bar zvicha, it says it's a vachta. How would he be able to do it? They fake me the kasha. I think the shy lamira, the shy of Ezra, I think it's the Evan Ezra. I'm not sure who that, who it is. The shy lamira. No, that's a kasha. Another thing is, what's the raya that he's not mitzuvah? Maybe the reason why is because of Esen Dechaloy Saseh. Maybe he's mitzuvah in Mavela. He's allowed to eat it by Chata Sa'if. Maybe the essay, Nachalai Saba Sher Kupar Bohem, is Nechal Alav of the Vela. Maybe that's the reason. Not because he's exempt from the love of the Vela. Terence never mocked that. Maybe he eats it because of Esen Dechaloy Saseh. The Akasha. The Dairish Litzian comes and asks that question,
how do you look at
the Malika? It's a love. And maybe he said anyway, not because he's exempt from the Vela. Because maybe it's not. So you see, it's not like that. By the way, let's, according to the Havamina, I'm just coming to be my Rav here. What are you supposed to do with the Vela? Look, what did the Torah say by a ger toshav? What do you do with it? Give it to a ger. What do you mean give it to a ger? Give it to a kayim. It says what it is, it's a riot.
Maybe it's only by
Malik. No, but it's not. The Torah says that because of me, and that's true. The chinuch, in the mitzvah of the Vela says he would be mutter in all cases of the Vela. Not only, it's like, but it says he's exempt b'chlal from the whole thing, the Vela. So the guy's got the kasha is, what happened, what do you mean? What does the Torah say you're supposed to do with the Vela? Lagera, shem yisharecha, techlena. Give it to a ger, ger toshav. Not a ger tzedek. Ger toshav. What do we give it to a ger toshav? Give it to a kohen.
Maybe they're aliens.
All right, Basi Rakla Hayer in this. That's also a kasha. That's the Shai Lamira. Who's the Shai Lamira? Again, I don't know who it is. I heard of it, but.
I see it. I know that the Na'ish Yaakov has a big tshuva on this. The Na'ish Yaakov, on this question, are Kayan and part of it?
All right, but I say Basi Rakla Hayer and the Gabi this. A couple of the points that we have. All right. Now we begin the sugya of Shtei Halachim. Now, remember in the Parsha of the Shtei Halachim, in Parsha Zabar, we always deal with them, with the Shtei Halachim in conjunction with the Kivsei Atzeres, with the Kvasim. Shlomim. But the Shlomim, the only time in the Torah where we have a Shalmei Tzibur, there's no such thing as a Shalmei Tzibur. Can we have Shtei Halachim together with the Kivsei Atzeres? But, of course, there are the other Karbanos that we have al Halachim also. And those are the ones that we just talked about. the Par, the Elim, the Seven Kvasim, the Sar Lechatos, they're also Al Halecha. But they're not Ma'akin in the Lecha, according to everybody. Shail is only what we have, they keep saying Atzeres, that are the Shlomim. And that's what we have. Ha'par v'ha Elim, v'ha Kvasim, v'ha Sayer. Ein ma'akvin es ha'lechem. They are not ma'akvin the lechem. You don't have them, you bring the lechem anyway. Velo ha'lechem ma'akvin. If you don't have lechem, it's not ma'akvin them from bring brought. Ha'lechem ma'akvin es ha'kvasim. Now let's pay attention to it. Ha'lechem ma'akvin es ha'kvasim. The Mishnah tells us the lechem is ma'akev. If you don't have the lechem, you can't bring the kvasim. The ain ha'kvasim akved is ha'lechem. Diver Rabbi Akiva. This is Rabbi Akiva's svara. And shita is the ikar is the lechem. If you don't have the lechem, don't bother bringing the kvasim. If you don't have the kvasim, you bring the lechem anyway. That's Rabbi Akiva. I should mention the Rabbah baskets like Rabbi Akiva. Not the Ravid. But the Rabbah baskets like Rabbi Akiva, this is the Machlekes Lahalacha, between the Rabbah and the Ravid. We've spoken, remember about it before, Odaf Tesvav here in the Nachas, and we've spoken about it, Odaf Yud Gimel and Besachis Hurrius. We have a steer in Sugis. And the Sugi over here, Odaf Tesvav, will be Mashra, that the Iker is the Kvotsim, it says. Because, look, for example, the Gabinakamar, let's say you're fagel by the Kvasim, not by the Lechem, if you're fagel by the Lechem, what exactly is affected? And there, here in the Gemara, it seems to be not like this. On the other hand, the Gemara says, in Horius, that the Lechem, that the Kvasim is the glau the Lechem, not the, that the Iker is the Lechem. Here in the Gemara, it's not like Rabbi Akiva. And the show, this is what we spoke about, what is the beer? Maybe if you have a chance, we'll see why it's not a steering. We'll see why it's not a steering. But ostensibly, it would be a steering. At first glance, Karanoira is aiming on the question. But that's the din of Rabbi Akiva. Or the other din of Mishim Benanas. Loki, Ela Kvasim. The exact opposite. The Iker is the Kvasim. They are ma'akim the lechem, but ha'lechem eino ma'akim ha'kvasim. Shkematzinu, a riot, like we find Shkematzinu, Shal Yisrael, b'midbar. When Klal Yisrael was in the midbar, Mem Shana, what did they do? Karvu kvasim, b'lai lechem, they brought the kvasim. They brought the kvasim of Parshas Emor without the lechem. And Afkad Yikruvu Kvasim Belay Lechem. They're here also, so you can bring the Kvasim without the Lechem. Rashi says why? Bemidbar Karvu Kvasim Belay Lechemar Belay Shtei Alechem. They can't Shaharei Oimer Shtei Alechem Ain Abay Melami Haaretz. Because they can't do it because now I said Shluchim. They didn't hold them as an option of sending Shluchim, even though we do find they sent Shluchim. To what? To get grapes? The Ein Gedi? The Targum says that the Targum at Shir HaShirim says that they sent Shlucha to Ein Gedi to go bring the Sochim. But over here, but they didn't have it. Rashi, that Tosfos brings a Rashi over here that we don't have. But even if we don't have, the Rambam says it in Perash HaMishnayos that the reason they didn't have the Shlucha is they only had bun. Very good. We have a right to have lechem apad. It's one of Tyson's tightest. Not only that. So they had it. Yes, I have lechem apad. If you see the Tyson's farmer the sach kvasim b'lei lechem Rashi, because they only had mud. The Rambam says it like that. Our Rashi doesn't have it, but he brings a Rashi like that. Then it says they had tagriyumas, even if they didn't have it. What do you think? They think that very day ice cream for 40 years. And ice cream, that in, you think the all kinds of merchants and kiosks and everything, they hear 603,550 men above the age of 20 are coming along with an equal number of women and untold a much more number of children. Do you think they didn't come out to do business with them? Of course I did. There's ice cream trucks, Jack and Jill, Rabish, all over the place. Rabish, good, the good humor men would be able to make a parnosa from that alone.
Full of
Russia. So Tice full of Russia, yeah. So what happened? So Tice says, you couldn't get wheat. They got it for Lechem Apanim. They got Lechem Apanim, they got it from Shnei Lechem also. What do you mean they didn't have it? They only had one. They had access to all kinds of things. The Gemara says in Yuma. I don't mean it's because it's not allowed. The Gemara says Tagre Yumas. They come and they had the Yuma, Tagre Yumas. They come and they came with their trucks, the good humor people, Jack and Jill, whatever, things, all kinds of, the pizza trucks. Oh, everybody had whatever they wanted. They were able to come. So Amar of Shimon. Halacha kedivre bananas. The did is like bananas. That the kvasim are ma'akim. Halacha is not ma'akim. Avalein hatam kidvarim. But the reason it's not like, he said, why? Shekal ha'abar b'chaymish ha'pekudim. Gar b'minbar. Whatever was brought in vapor b'minbar and Pashas Pinchas, they brought in the minbar.
All the
musafim. All the musafim they brought. They did not bring the Kipsay Atzeres, the Midbar, but they brought the Musafim in the Midbar.
All the other
covenants. Yeah, well, no, wait, let me finish myself. The Shabbal, the Aris, Karbo Elovielu. Once they came into Eretz Israel, they brought the Kvasim with the, they brought the Kvasim with the Shnelech. Why do I say that the kvasim is brought without the lechem? Why is it like that? Nishakvasim atimer mitzatzman, b'loy ha-lechem, b'loy kvasim, she'elo mi atirenu. What is the function of the kipsei atzeres? To be matter the lechem. If you don't have the kvasim, there's nothing to be matter the lechem. And therefore, the kvasim is the yikr, according to this. He's saying the same thing. The Reb Shimon Halacha Kedivrei Bananas, but not because the reason, not because of the reason. We have different reasons why maybe they didn't bring it in the Midbar, maybe because of the Man, which is of course difficult, but because it had to be brought Dafke from Eretz Israel, and whether it has to be brought from Eretz Israel, we'll have been coming up in the Masechta later on also, but that's how Taisvis learns, and that's how the Rashi by us that we have here. What we see over here from our Mishnah, it's not really so much monachistic. But it says that all the Musafim, they brought in the Midbar. When were the mitzvah of Musafim given? In Parshas Pinchas. That's year number 40, the Midbar. Did they know anything about Musafim when they came out of Mitzrayim? For the year, the first 25 years, year number 25 of the Midbar. They didn't have the mitzvah yet of Musafim. Year number 25 of the Midbar. For 40 years in the Midbar, did they say Kriya Shema every day at night? They say Berachas HaMazon. They all, Berachas HaMazon is only in Parshas Ekev. When was the mitzvah of Kriya Shema given? Parshas Vaschada, Parshas Ekev. That is all in year number 40. So what they do, all the mitzvahs that we have in year number 40, what happened for the first 40 years? Tefillin, we have a, that's a reason we have a problem by Tefillin. What did they have in there? Tefillin and Barsha's bow. They had the mitzvah. So what they put in it? That's the kasha of the Rashba. Also the same thing. So what we have is, now this is a very big deal. From our Mishnah, it says they brought the Musafim in the Midbar. What do you mean? How'd they know anything about Musafim from here? The Ramban says exactly the way we're saying. The Ramban in Emor says, they didn't bring the Musafim because they didn't hear about it till 40, year number 40. The Ramban says that they didn't have it for year number 40. The Ramban is far careful the Mishnah. That's Frank with the Kasha. The Ramban says they didn't only have it before Shemishnah, the Chayra, ostensibly, not like the Ramban. And the Ramban, it's the Ramban, Mamish says, the Mabit, the Mesarun Kim, there's a guy saying, Lagabi, the mitzvahs that come on year number 40, what was their status? Well, I'm giving examples. Birchas HaMazon, I'm giving examples. Kriya Shema. All right, maybe you'll have to say chiluk because I wasn't. Maybe say Krishma. Say Krishma. Do they say Krishma every day?
What
emotions did Moshe have? No, Moshe Rabbeinu had it, but he didn't give it over yet to the people. About it, Moshe Rabbeinu knew everything. He knew Shluach HaKein.
Right.
Shluach HaKein is a Barshas Kiseitzeng. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel and Avada, but it doesn't mean that he himself even did Shluach HaKein if he came across a bird nest. Because it was never given over to become as part of Torah, part of the syllabus of Torah. It was not given over. It wasn't Nishlam until after 40 years.
The Shabbos in those
Shabbos, of course, was never, it was given in Mara. Shabbos is in there. First thing that was given over in Mara.
He was told to release certain parts of Torah.
Yes.
He came
down from the Midway, gave them the Mishkan, and he gave them Mishpatim. And then he has become a Sefer Vayikra from the Isle Mayan. That, yeah. Don't think Sefer Vayikra from the Isle Mayan or the mitzvahs of Vayikra.
There's no Yibum before
he is. No Yibum. There's no Yibum. But Yibum, he didn't get it. Yibum. It's not the Parshas Kiseitzeng. He didn't know anything about Yibum.
What about the Abba?
What? That's the Abba again. They are Vada. They were Mekayim. Because even without they were not mitzuva and anything, they were mechavet to him. They know anything.
And then
they never were mekabel. There was no kabel satayra.
And then everybody forgot about.
Nothing. There was never been satayra to give it over, but they're supposed to keep it even.
Mm-hmm.
Only the others, maybe the shvatim. But other than that, there was the populace did not have
this.
Pardon me.
Now, the
shot
never passed it along to the king.
Correct, yes. Even if they did,
and even if they did,
like Shmuel Aharon is saying, there weren't mitzvah in it at all anyway. Knowing doesn't mean anything. Esoteric, they could learn it. But they were not mitzvah in the mitzvahs, they didn't have to do it. Whatever they did, even at the very most, it'll be a mitzvah v'aisa. This is a problem from our Mishnah of the Ramban. The Ramban says they did not bring the Musafim. They didn't have the mitzvah. Mishnah says with Erish that they did. Al-Kabana, what do we take out from the Mishnah? The Machloik is between Rabbi Akiva and Bananas from Shebananas. Whether the Kvasim are Makim the Lechem and the Lechem are Makim the Kvasim. What about it? Now, one of the reasons for it, the Kravtem al Halechem. Chayva al halachem. It's a chayva al halachem. That meaning what? That you don't bring it without the lechem. Shimas kvasim tamimim. Aval pi she'ein lechem. Im kein matab and loimar al halachem. Lamishlaris chayvu bikvasim. Koinet shenis chayvu belechem dibe reptarfin. They're not going to be a chiyuv until they're mischayev in the lechem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now, I would see what? Rabbi Akiva, I mean, now the shows on the gears here also. Rabbi Akiva, I mean, yachol, heine kvasim ha-murim kan, I might have a havamin to entertain. Heine kvasim ha-murim b'chamisham kudim. Maybe the kvasim in MR, the same kvasim, seven and seven is the same thing, seven oilus. Amrit no, kshata magia eitzel parim v'yelim, eidam hein. The parim and the elim are obviously in em, are not the same, they're two. There's one, there's two. Ela halalu bayin b'glal atzman, halalu bayin b'glal lechem. But rather, the musafim are brought, because like all musafim are brought, there's nothing to do at all with lechem. As opposed to the ones that ever. Nitzel Masha Omer B'chumisham Kudim. Karb and Midbar. That the ones that are said in Pinchas are Karb and Midbar. Masha Omer B'tarvis Kayanim like Karb and Midbar. The ones there are not given over by Midbar. There was no Lechem and there was no Kvasim. The Dilma maybe would say, Dilma Paravielim Lav Ninu, Okvasim Inu, Ninu. Einachanami. Maybe the parma, the elim were not the same. Maybe the kvasim were the same. We're gonna split. Yeah, not geschmack. Why would you do that? Those are mistabres. Have you seen they're different? So they're going to be different across the board. Uparim v'yelim. Me my, how do you know? Me my, the ishtadu, deal with hachik. Maybe what the Torah is telling you is, hachik kabarachwana. Iboy parishna yelim. Maybe you have an option. You don't know if you have to do it. Not everybody has to do the same thing. You want to bring a par to Eilim Likarim. You might stay par the Isle Echad like Pinchas Likarim. Do that too. So the Ministari said, Rishabhavi Dachri didn't if you see that the Seder and how it's being given different, obviously the Gemara holds that it's different. Ministari Sidron, the Seder of Hadigam, the Ministari Sidrashin, the Materis Koinin, the Kvosin, and the par and the alien of a pinchas be the psukim of a pinchas be grabbed parim. There, what does it say in there? The kvasim, the par, the alien, the whole seder advarim is different. So it's a similar that you're talking about different karbonis bichlal. And halacha makalasak kvasim by tamid rabbi kiva gomar yiyu mitiyena. We have a pasuk. The kvasim al alechem. Shivas kvasim to be b'nei shen apam and makarechem v'yelim. Yiyu oilo lashem. Okay? And then we have Giyu in Parshas Emor, it says, Giyu Oilo Lashem. And then it says, the Tiyena. Then we have the Tiyena, what does it say over there? Umi Meshvasechem, Tabir Lechem, Tanufa, Shtayim, Shtay Esraidim, Salas Tiyana, Tilas Tiyana, Chavis Teofeta Bikurim Lashem. So what do we have? Dab Yubitiyana, Malahalam Lechem. What does it say? Shneyes Raidim Salas Tiyana Chavis Teofeta Bikurim Lashem. There the Tiyanas, Malahalam Lechem. So when it says Yiyu, Yiyu is always a Ma'akut. It's going to refer to the lechem as being the yikar. Ubenadish gabar yiyu yiyu malahalak kvasim afkad kvasim yiyu and yiyu. There are two yiyus. Here there's a yiyu over here. Yiyu oyla lashem. And we also have kodesh yu lashem. Kodesh yiyu lashem. What it says for hainiv. Hakayin Isam Al Lechem Abikurim Tanufa Lifnei Hashem Al Shnei Kvasim Kodesh Yiyu Lashem Lakayin. That's going with the Kvasim. So there's the Yiyu, which is a Lashem Ikuv. That's the Drush. The Menad is not in Elam Itiyana. Why does she learn Yiyu from Yiyu? Why does she learn from the Lechem? Malahala Lechem Kad Lechem. No, not in Yiyu, Yiyu, not in Yiyu, Itiyana. You'd rather get from the exact word. That's why you can have a Zera Shoveh, even not like that, like we had many times. Manav Gemina. Atana Tvei Rabbi Shmuel, Shabba Kayin Ava, Kayin Zeh, Shivim Zui Biyah, Bani Bili, Echad Alekad Adami Lech. I will Echad Echad Adami Lech. You have a choice of you and him, an exact match. Then you don't go to the inexact match when you have an exact match for the Zera Shoveh.
You must.
In the Adami Lech, I'll feed it. Why doesn't he learn also from you? It's an exact match. Why doesn't he learn that the Iker is the Kvasim? Tanin Dabar, Shabbatana Lekayin, which is the Lechem. Midabar Shabbatana Lekayin, from the Matara, which is a Matara Lekayin, the Shlomim, the Kvasim. As opposed to the yiyu that we have by the other ones, where it says over there, it's referring to the eyeless, where it doesn't go to the kayin at all. What's the yiyu going on? The heinif akayin isam alechem abikurim, al shnechem asam kainish yu lashem lakayin. Where we have lechem akvasim, in the lechem, the kvasim, it's a shlamim, it's a matan of the kayin. Mashen came, the kvasim, mashen came, afuki kvasim, a mureyim le mizbeach, the emurim, go to the mizbeach. And therefore, it didn't want to say that. They'd rather go finish to the shlamim. Therefore, it'd rather go to the levi from the shlamim, as opposed to the other ones that said, Or Rabbi Akiva and Ben Adis are arguing how to touch the pasuk itself. What does it say? The pasuk says, "Kodesh you Lashem, behenif akayin isam alechem abikurim." Your kayin waves the kvasim alechem abikurim tenufa lifnei Hashem. He's made of what? The lechem with the kvasim al shnei kvasim. Kodesh, how do we learn that? Kodesh yiyu Lashem lakayin. What is that? Kodesh yiyu Lashem lakayin. Rabbi Kiva Savar. Eizahu dava shekulo lakayin. Okay, what goes to the kayin? Rabbi Yoimer ze lechem. Only kayanim eat the lechem, shtei lechem. Uben Adis says, no, big siv kodesh yiyu lakayin. Kodesh yiyu Lashem, lakayin ksiv. Didn't say it's kodesh yiyu lakayin. Kodesh yiyu Lashem. So which means what? Eizah davar shemiktsaso Lashem. What is the thing that miktsas goes Lashem? Miktsaso lakayin. Have you ever said lakayin? That already is a reference to the kipsa atzeres. It's a shlomit. Some go to the kayin, the buser. They murim go to the gavaya. Rabbi Kiva makes it kodesh yiyu Lashem ulakayin. Didn't say that goes to both. Lashem, lakayin says there's no vav. Kid Ravuna, the Amar Ravuna. Kado Hashem. Then us lakayin. Kayin Hashem, that what? You give it, you do the avayda Lashem, and the Hashem comes and gives the chelik to the kayin. Mishuchan Gavaya. Yes, it's Mishuchan Gavaya. Like Rashi says, Kado Hashem, Benasta Lekayin, the Mishuchat Gavaya Kazachuth. The Iker Milson, the Ravun is like another thing, it's not even from here, Gesel Ager, Itmar Rashi says, therefore that's going to be the day. Agav, maybe I should mention, when we talk about the Musafim being brought, I should really mention this, the Musafim being brought, and all the korbanos of Parshas Em are being brought. Which ones are brought first?
What's the seder of this?
What?
What's the seder of Musafim?
What's the seder of, what's the seder of the, which korban do you bring? What's the thing that we do? You bring the Chavis Hayayim with the Shnei Alechem first? Or do you bring the Musafim first? So the Musafim is certainly Tadir. And therefore, you look at the Rabbeinu Gershom over here. Does everybody have the Rabbeinu? Everybody has there the Rabbeinu Gershom. You see on the side? At the very top. It says over here, everybody has it. Beis par of the al kvasim besar shal musa vatsara shemakam yishar kudim upar v'yevu kvasim Messiah, the Teres Kayanim, the Chavis Hayayim, Kulam Kraven Batzeres, Mishabala Aretz, Mishal Musaf, are you Kraven Tchila? The Musaf was brought first, the Achakach, Shal Chavis Hayayim. Does everybody see that?
Why?
You don't say why, but the reason be like David said, Pashtas, because it's Tadir. On the other hand, if you look at the Askeda Balatosfos, in Parshas Pinchas, the Daskenim Balei HaTosfos, in Pinchas, where the Parshas of the Musafim says, you bring the Chavis Hayayim first, then the Musafim come afterwards.
What's the
Chavis Hayayim is all the Kabbalists of Emor. Emor is not Musafim. Emor is the Chavis Hayayim. It's a unique korban that we have by Shavuos, we don't have it by the other Yom Tovim. Rosh Hashanah, you have your Shofar. Yom Kippur, you have the Tinus. And the Avaida, but the Musafim or some, this is the Sukkot. What does it talk about in Amar by Sukkot? The Lulav, the Esrei, the Sukkot. No Karbonis. The Musafim and the Musafim. So what we have is, so then the Daskeda Balei HaTosfos. It Pichas say, the Mechavis Hayayim Amar comes before. What would we have thought? Basi Rechlehayim. We would have thought
I would have thought it's like Yom Kippur.
The reason is The reason is because what do we do by Sukkot? After involving Sukkot, the end, you make the Hashem by Sukkot before the Shachiyanu, or you make or afterwards. What do we have? We have Tadir, and Shachiyanu is Tadir. And then we have Chavisayim. The halacha, the hochasa, Sukkot v'yachakatzman. What's the name? Sukkot v'yachakatzman. Why Sukkot v'yachakatzman? Because the Chavisayim takes me to precedence over Tadir. That's the maskada, that Gemara. So L'chaira, if anything, it's Shmer. L'chaira, you have to explain what the Rabbi of Gershom holds. Not that it should be with Tadir. I go on this in my Sefer also, this.
Rabbi, what about Yom Kippur?
First,
Yom Kippur, you offer the Musafim first.
What? Yeah.
On Yom Kippur, you offer the Musafim first.
Also, what happens by Yom Kippur by the aisle? The aisle, the Eilu Shel Aaron.
Is on the third tefillah. Right.
What happens over there? The whole Seder Zegeya, the Seder by Yom Kippur also. Bring that also over there. In the first the Seder Advarim, this Machlokes that we have between the Rabbeinu Gershom and the Daskeinu Bala Tosfos, which one comes first? Okay. I just added that as a thing.
It's not a
din
in Sukkot,
right?
Not a
Sukkot. Well, we totally in that also. Because we have a Machlokes, the Rabbah and the Baha. But there's this overall general mitzvah of Musafim. Or, it's not like that. Maybe there's a separate mitzvah, Taryag, for the Musaf of Rashad. The Mahag holds like the Rabbah, it's not like that. I'll deal with that also, whether it makes enough gemina or not. Okay. What? No, the Mishmar is all right. Call Mishmar Shabbos anyway. That bad part is partial of it. Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Now, Hakol Maidim. Now we got into the thick of things here. Okay, Richard, buckle your seatbelt. Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Buckle your seatbelt. Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Now we got it. Babish into the thick of what the whole thing is about. Hakol Maidim. Whether you hold like Rabbi Akiva, or you're all like bananas. Everybody agrees. Shem Huskaku. Once they were together and you were mafresh and you had them, the kvasim and the lechem, Shabbat v'zesa. Where is the machlokes between bananas and Rabbi Akiva? If you only had the ability to bring one, he only had enough money to provide one. Maybe he didn't have the wherewithal, the ability to go and bake the lechem. Maybe he didn't have enough money in the treasury to go and buy tefillin. Maybe there weren't tefillin available for whatever reason. Do you still bring the lechem without that? Maybe the lechem, there was no tanur. Maybe the tanur broke or something. Who knows? What could have happened? Can you bring the tefillin without the lechem? Can you bring the lechem without the tefillin? But let's say everything was available. The kvasim they got, the lechem they baked, everything's ready to go, the carbon. And what happened? A dog came, a mouse came, ate up the lechem. Or something happened to the kvasim. Got lost. Shem Huskaku, once that happened, Shem Huskaku zelazeh, you cannot bring the other one. Rashi, let's take a look at the Rashi. Shem Huskaku zelazeh. Shahayu biyachad. They came together and they formed one unit. Yachad kach omad lechem al kvasim shemis ak shemis shema akvin zelazeh. Vanoiser lefoneinu, and the one that's left yetzei lebeis hasreifa. You have to bring out to the beis hasreifa. The nidcha behibut chavero became nidcha. It's a psul abdichui. And because it cannot be brought unless it has its partner. If it has its partner, it can be brought. If it's lacking a partner, then it becomes possible. And you can't, and you burn it immediately even. Not to be on my side, it doesn't even need Ibar Tzur. So it wouldn't even need Ibar Tzur. You would burn it if you can. I mean, it's Yom Tov. Remember, it's Yom Tov, which you wouldn't be able to do that. The man be Matzoi, and will be told that Zoi on the I. He can't be Aisar from Magasha Malayla. Maybe it doesn't make a difference. So we have to, it's going to be Taloi. Whether this kind of a thing, you can burn Malayla, you can't burn Malayla. That we'll have to see more about, whether you can burn a Malayla. But what happens is, if it's Huzkaku, and how's it Huzkaku? It becomes a partner. They become one unit. How do you establish them as being one unit? How do you establish them as being one unit? Beza Huzika Shalahad, Rab Yechanim, remember he's about the Amar here. Shchita. The Shchita of the Klasim unifies it, cements its relationship with the Lechem. Omarula Boba Marava. Tanufa Isazika, wait a Isazika. What about the Tanufa? What happens? Rashi tells us, this is Rashi Shita. Tanufa. Kvasim Shayumanifim Im Halechem Bechayim. The Perikol HaMadachas Bohus Matzah. Rashi tells us, and we see that they were Maineth the Lechem with the Kvasim when the Kvasim were alive before the Shechita. The Rambam is not like this. But let's just right in the beginning, let's say right away with Rashi, we'll point it out right away with the Rashi, who holds that there were two Tanufas. There were two Tanufas of which both Tanufas were done, they were done together. The Kvasim and the Lechem. But I'm saying the Rambam, there were also two Tanufas, but they were not both done together. Rather, the Rambam holds that they were done together after the Shechita. Beforehand, the Tanufa was only done to the Kvasim, not to the Lechem. The first Tanufa, according to the Rambam, was done with the Kvasim, not the Lechem. But the second one, after Shechita, they were done together. But what we have over here is, so what happens by the Tanufa? According to the Rambam, you have to say, well, this is also. But what we have over here is, the Shechita Rabbi Yechanan holds makes them Zuzkaku. And then in Marava declared whether Tnufa is a Zika, Wedo is a Zika. Now, Pshayt Leibin Rabbi Yechanan, Wedo is a Zika, Pshayt Leibin Rabbi Yechanan. We have a right from Rabbi Yechanan, the Rabbi Yechanan Shechita is a Zika. Miklav, from there I can infer, the Tnufa Eino is a Zika. If the Tnufa already did it, so what is he coming to say that the Shechita did it? Rabbi Yechanan Gufa coming by like. Rabbi Yechanan's did, we added Skufa. We don't know what he meant. Does he assume something to be a Dover Pashit? Or he himself has a Suffolk? Mipshab Shita Leila Rabbi Yechanan, the Shita Isaziku, Tanufa Eino Isaziku? Does he himself assume that it's be Makadish saying Shita makes the Zika? But the Tanufa, it does not do the job. Oh, Dioma! Shechita pshitulei. Maybe Erechanami, it is pashut. The Shechita will certainly be able to do it. Utnufa misafkalei. By the Tnufa, he's misupik himself. And we don't know whether Rabbi Yechanan himself did not know what the did is by Tnufa. Thank you. And therefore we don't know.
The first Tnufa.
Yeah, the first Tnufa, does that have the ability to unify them and make Zika or not? So, of course, the first thing that you'll ask is, if the Tanufa did Zika, so it obviates the whole din of Shechita, I said Zika. Was it Nageya that the Shechita did as the Tanufa? If the Tanufa was true, and it would make the Zika, if the Tanufa made the Zika, so then what's it relevant that the Shechita did it?
What did Shechita add?
But for that, we have different mahalchim. First of all, the Tanufa is ma'akim or not. Maybe they didn't do it. Let's say the Tanufa is not ma'akim. Tosfos is shita later on. Is that in Memzai that the Tanufa is not ma'akim?
Which Tanufa?
The Tanufa, the first one. It's not going to be ma'akim. Maybe they didn't do a Tanufa. Now the Shaila is good, but maybe the Shechita did it. Or even if it did it, we have another thing. Let's say they did it, but it wasn't done together. They made the Tanufa and the Kvasim, and they did not do the Lechem with the Kvasim. They did it with the Lechem, but they didn't do it with the Kvasim. So maybe that already would not be able to work. There's a Keren Iron. the Gabi dining on that web, that which should make Sika. Is it only because they did it together or even independent? Maybe independently they can't do it. Therefore, it's going to be like to know, Taka, and to tell me the din of Shita, that the Trufa do it or to not do it, that we don't know. And take it. The Amalei Rav Yehuda Bar Chanina, the Rav Yehuda Bar Yeshua. For Kiksev Kodesh Yu LaShem, the pasuk that we just brought before. Kodesh Yu LaShem LaKayim. When is that talking about? This looking Kodesh Yu LaShem LaKayim. After Shita even. Certainly after the Trufa. Right? Kodesh Yu LaShem. When does the Kayim get it? Kodesh Yu LaShem after the Shita, of course. He gets the Kvasim to eat. And he gets the lechem to eat. That's all for after the shechita is done. Basa and I, it's like a basa the trufa. And then he's got basa the trufa. But kicks in, kaidish yu la Hashem la kayin. Where? And remember, that's the mocker for Rabbi Akiva, how Rabbi Akiva learned it, and how Shem Benanis learned it. Basa trufa ksin. Obviously, the trufa then did not, obviously, it's after the Tufa. I'm talking after the Tufa. You're talking even after the Shechita. So we're saying over here that what they're talking about, Upligi, but that is Rabbi Akiva. And that's what the Chayyim's telling you, that it's not Ma'akiv. That's what we're saying now. It's not Ma'akiv. The whole Machlokes, they're arguing that. According to what we're saying, that there's a Zika. They're not even arguing the Zika. Everybody agrees. What's the Zika? That's not going to know Taino. The Taino, Moser, Truva, Moser, Shechita. Of course, that case is certainly talking after the Shechita. Elamayis, Lachlemeimer, so what does it mean, the Pasuk? Meikara, it's going on the way it was originally. The when they were Mafresh, the Kvasim, and the Lechem. Oh my, what does it mean, Kaidish Yula, Shabba, Lekayin? Davar, Shesaifai, Lekayin. Hachadami, Lavish, Shesaifai, Lekayin. It doesn't mean that at that point the Zika comes. It doesn't mean at that point it's going to be like, hey, here, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon Anas are arguing beforehand about something that eventually will go to the Kayan afterwards. And they wonder whether it's Ma'akib before. Afterwards, it's not like at all. One gets lost, the other one will be. It's not whether it's, we don't know what it is, maybe the Trufa, maybe the Shechita. Now the Gemara says, let's see if we can bring the right. We don't know a marker for the whole din, for the Trufa, for the din of Zika, but let's see what we have in the din of Zika. Din of Zika, not Benegei Shnei Alecha, but the same din will be Negei Karban Toida. The Shechita is a Zika for a meeting. Yes, we should stop over here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.